Good evening. I would like to give credit to Anchor. Anchor is a free platform that allows you, yes, you, the capability to record, edit, and host directly from the free cell phone app or online at anchor.fm. Welcome to the Royal Family Podcast. I am your host, Cynthia Adams. You may wonder, what's the purpose or vision of the podcast? Well, the vision of the podcast is to captivate mankind's heart by inspiring him through the Word of God. To learn more about the vision of the podcast, please visit my website at drcynthiaadams.com. You can also follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Dr. Cynthia Adams. In this episode of the Royal Family Podcast, this evening our theme is The Time Is Now. The time is now. God and His infinite wisdom created time. The awesome thing about God is that He is omnipotent, or some people pronounce it omnipotent, meaning that He has unlimited power, able to do anything. What do you mean? Well, our God of the universe was in our past, is in our present, and already stepped into our future. He's omnipresent, meaning that He's everywhere at all times with no exceptions. Think about that. We serve an awesome God who is omnipotent, meaning that He's unlimited in His power, able to do anything, and He's omnipresent everywhere at all times with no exceptions. He operates in Kairos time, which in Greek means the right, critical, or opportune moment. Well, what does that mean to you? It should make you look at your situation that you're going through a little bit differently. What do I mean by that? Well, if God operates in Kairos time and we operate in this time, that which we are waiting for has to line up with God's time. If God promised you something, He is going to do it, but we have to wait on His time. In our time, we may have been waiting on something for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. But if God said it, then it shall come to pass. What am I saying to you? What I'm saying is, this is your time. Yes, this is your time. You may have pondered over the thought of giving your life to the Lord. You've been through things that others have been through, but you made it. It was not a coincidence, but it was all God. You found yourself doing the same thing, making the wrong decisions, going around in cycles, but you're still here. The time is now. The time is now for what? The time is now to totally give your life to the Father. He is the author and finisher of your faith. What do you mean? That means that He predestined you. He knew you before you were even born or even created in your mother's womb. The scripture tells us that He knows the very number of hairs on our head. God strategically designed you and placed you in the earth to be His vessel, to be used for His glory. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans and thoughts that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for peace and well-being and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. God has you in mind. He's always had you in mind. Don't you want to give your life to the Lord, the God of the universe, the omnipotent, hallelujah, the one that's omnipresent? Romans 10 and 9 says, because if you acknowledge and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, meaning that I'm recognizing his power, authority, and majesty of God, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved from your sins. The time is now. You've been contemplating whether or not you should give your life to the Lord. You've been waiting because of the situation that you are in. But the scripture tells us to come as we are. He's able to clean you up, to transform you by the renewing of your mind. The time is now. I want to encourage you this evening to realize that no matter what your situation, no matter what the problem may be, that God loves you, that he is waiting on you. And for that, you should come to him, because time is in the hands of the Creator. Time is in the God of the universe. He's an awesome God, and he wants you to come as you are. Don't try to figure out how you're going to work the situation out. Don't try to figure out how you're going to change. Let God transform you. Let God work on you. You are his workmanship. You are the apple of his eye. You are his child. You are what he called. You are his child today. And he wants you to come boldly to his throne with an expectation. The time is now.